Bene, Doc, se vuoi appena spiegare anche il problema di Samuel Mother, di ricordo 10:39 to the stomach was very small. Part of the stomach was noted. The patient had scars for bariatric surgical changes. No evidence of any anastomotic stricture or anastomotic ulcer. Suture was seen as a gastrojejunal anastomosis from the prior surgery, prior bariatric surgery. The jejunum lymphatic and the muscle biopsy of the jejunum was done as a worker for anemia, as a worker of celiac screw. The stomach segment was very, very small. I didn't ask him also. Before injection, I'm a relapse mode, prescription of complication. Patient time on KY, JLP, C6, Pyrexin, and Kusuma, the time colon, fat fry, time the colon, time flash, it is a second patient in that great trap colon. Multiple parts of liquid to soft stools were seen throughout the colon. In that ascending colon, I saw around the mid ascending colon, a polypoid mass was noted. It was larger than what could be easily removed on the regular colonoscopy. Because of the location of it in the middle of the semicolon, and since the size of it could not be missed, so I did not do the tattooing of it. And since it appeared to be very vascular, so I did not do the biopsy, because the patient is going to go for advanced colonoscopy, the EMR. And there was a polyp across the surface, another small polyp. It was not removed, because since the patient is going to go for colonoscopy, the EMR, and that small polyp could be removed from the middle of the semicolon. Coming down, I saw a proximal transverse colon, an elongated pedunculated polyp, which was removed the heart center, especially no post-partum polypectin bleeding. Just about a couple of four further distals of this, the second polyp, I saw flat polypoid lesion, semi-pedunculated polypoid lesion, which was removed successfully the heart center, successfully in two pieces, and the rest was cauterized. But because of the nature of this polyp, because I elongated polypoid, polyp and removed, I did the tattooing of this, a couple for distal to this, for the future reference, and also the polyp, the second polyp, which removed the heart center polyp successfully, heart center polyp successfully, there were no post polyp bleeding, but as a prophylaxis, I put a magnet clip. To secure the future bleeding, prophylactic against the future bleeding. Coming down, I saw a polyp, polyp at 70 centimeter, which was same epidemic polyp. That polyp was completely removed with the help of oxygen successfully. Oxygen polyp successfully, no post polyp affecting bleeding. The rest of the polyp could not get good visualization also because of the nature of the crab. Patient may have small to moderate polyps in that portion of the colon that could not be seen because of the nature of crab. So, bladder, rectum, regulation, intrahemorrhoid, did not bleed, it's considered a research, pushes up in the complication. Finding number one, gastrointestinal esophageal anomaly, Zeta, and nucleus type for surgical changes in the bariatric surgery. Patient has a very small segment of stomach noted, but gastrojejunal anastomosis appear unremarkable, no evidence of anastomotic ulcer, no evidence of strong anastomotic stricture. Sutures were sealed from the prior bariatric surgery. Jejunum appear unremarkable, but I did the biopsy jejunum as a worker for celiac screw, as a worker for anemia. Number four, colonoscopy, abscisic, number five, inadequately prepped. Number seven, mid-ascending colon polypoid mass noted, which appeared to be broad-based, could not be removed completely successfully in the regular colonoscopy. I did not tattoo it because the size of it, because the location of it, which is very obvious, just a few folds above the ileocecal valve. There was a small polyp adjacent to it that was not removed. Patient is going to go for advanced colonoscopy with the EMR for this polypoid mass. Proximal transverse colon polyps times two. One was with elongated pedicle, which removed heart-stem polyp successfully, and the other one was semi-pedunculated, which also removed the heart-stem polyp successfully. Both of them no post-polyp bleeding, but because of the second polyp, which was semi-pedunculated, the prophylaxis against the future bleeding, because polytechnic created a wider opening, so I closed the opening up with a metal clip, and that will secure any future bleeding. Because of the nature of this polyp, which was white, single-directed white base, I injected black ink as a tattooing for this area. Number seven, there was a semi-protective polyp noted at 70 centimeters, which will remove the horse nail polyp successfully, no post-polyp bleeding. Number nine was hemorrhoids. Because the nature of the prep, a small amount of polyps from the cone could not be ruled out. Recommendation, away from the small biopsy. Number two, away from the polyp pathologies. Number three, I'm going to refer the patient with Dr. VARADARAJULU for advanced colonoscopy with the EMR of the polypoid mass noted on the ascending colon. Since the patient is going to have advanced colonoscopy, I recommend him do a better prep, like 2 to 3 days prep, so he could have a good colonoscopy clean out. And that advanced colonoscopy, would, depending on the pathology of those polyps which are removed, then further activity and action will be done, depending on the pathology of the polyp that I removed. And then depending on the histopathology of the polyp, which we removed on the end with advanced colonoscopy with the EMR. Further recommendation, depending on whether a patient needs a surveillance colonoscopy sooner versus surgical resection of the segment of the colon, will be determined after the histopathological evaluation of the polyp removed by me and the polyp which was removed by doc will be removed by after the EMR. Follow on 2 years annotation, please send the cardio patient primary care provider, Dr. Carlos Ardona, and copy Dr. Palamseri. Check the iron studies, TIBC, infarct, and folic acid with a CBC. If the patient found to be anemic and iron deficient, the patient should be starting ferrous gluconate, 324 milligrams 3 times daily, and vitamin C, 1 gram TID. Vitamin C would be 500 milligrams POQ daily. Vitamin C, 500 milligrams POQ daily. Follow up on the patient, please tell the doctor, patient Carlos Ardona, copy Dr. Palamseri. Copy Dr. VARADARAJULU at Orlando Health. Their procedure was May 22nd to 23rd. May 22nd to 23rd. Patients are 12 machines, no complications.